Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Well, it's good to be here with you today. Thank you for joining us. It's a delight to... I love being here with you. It's good to be back. It is good to be back. 21 hours flies, doesn't it? I get to hang out three more with you. I hope you'll stay with me. We got a lot to talk about today. I'm going to get you plugged into some stuff that can not only help you, but help those you love, especially those who have gone before you. It's All Souls Day today, isn't it? What a great day. Coming up in a moment, Rick Garnett will be joining me. Don't forget, this is our final pledge drive of the year. I know you probably heard that throughout the day, a couple breaks. I'll talk more about it coming up, but let me give you a number very quickly. If you could and make a pledge today, there's a dollar-for-dollar match, I was told, as I'm sitting in my chair here. The number's 877-291-0123. It's a little bit different than our normal pledge number, but our normal call number, but it'll get you into our call center. It'd be great if you could do that. 877-291-0123. Let's start with some news today. We've got a lot of other things to talk about, too, throughout the afternoon. And I hope you'll join me. You're always welcome to join me in studio at 888-914-9149. Been following this story for you. The Supreme Court heard arguments in two cases, and those cases are trying to challenge the heartbeat law in Texas. And that's the law that prohibits abortions from taking place after the heartbeat can be detected. And that's anywhere from, 4 to 6 weeks, after conception. To me, that just makes sense, right? Just on a very base, non-legalistic, perspective. If you can hear a heartbeat, then there's probably a human life in there, right? And that life has the inalienable right to life, to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That individual, that's what it is. One of the cases that was brought, it was actually brought by the Biden administration. It doesn't want the law in place because it claims it violates the Constitution. And the other case was brought by an abortion clinic, which is pretty angry. They're angry because the law is seriously disrupting their bloody business. And I hate to be too graphic, but that's exactly what it is. According to the New York Times, the number of abortions and loans in the Lone Star State in Texas, check this number out. I was shocked when I read this. It has been cut in half. It's been cut in half. The number of abortions, that's from the New York Times, right? The number of abortions in the Lone Star State, they're reporting, has been cut in half since the heartbeat bill. That's amazing. That's great news. It's unbelievable news. So what the whole Women's Health versus Jackson argues is that the enforcement mechanism in the law, it was designed to avoid scrutiny from judges. And most laws say that the state will enforce them by, you can impose fines and or imprisonment terms, right? So this law, though, says it will be enforced by anyone suing any abortion clinic for violating the law and getting at least $10,000 if the suit is successful. So if the person suing doesn't have to, again, it's kind of weird. They don't have to be related to the woman or the child or even be a resident in Texas. So a lot of controversy over this. I thought I'd invite Professor Rick Garnett to join us today. He is a longtime friend of the show here, the Paul J. Sherrill Fort Howard Corporation Professor of Law at the University of Notre Dame School of Law. And it's good to have him with us. If you want to check him out, follow him on Twitter, at Rick Garnett. That's G-A-R-N-E-T-T. It's always good to talk to you. Professor, good afternoon.
Good to be with you, Drew. I feel like I have to say, though, that we probably shouldn't be advising people to get on Twitter. It's not good for their spiritual lives.
That's so true. I should not say this on air either, but I mean, I find social media a time suck. I can't stand it in some respects, but it's an important place to communicate. Still, I know you're on it, and at least you're bringing some light and some truth. I'm on it too, and I know some algorithms may censor a little bit of what you say or I say at some point, and I'm grateful that, we have that platform. I'm grateful to have you here. I know you're friends with Amy Coney Barrett, and you've been following the Supreme Court. There's a lot going on. We got the Dobbs case coming up soon. It's going to be a lot of Supreme Court conversation in the not-too-distant future. But let's talk about these cases that were expedited to the court, though the arguments, lasted 3 hours. Was this really about the merits of the case? What's going on? Maybe explain it in a layman's term for people to understand.
Yeah, I'll do my best, and feel free just to throw something at me through the phone if I'm getting too far in the weeds. But I guess one thing that I think the press hasn't done a very good job of communicating to folks is that these cases, although they're being characterized as being about the Texas abortion law, none of the questions that are before the court have anything to do with the right to abortion. The questions that the court agreed to review in these proceedings have to do with really interesting, technical, geeky questions of federal jurisdiction. So one question is whether the United States, as the federal government, has the authority just to sort of file suits to vindicate what it thinks are constitutional rights, even if it's not a party to the dispute in question. And the justices were pretty skeptical to that position, as they should be. Just because the United States is the United States, it doesn't mean that it gets just weighed into any lawsuit that it feels like wading into. The other question, and this was had to do with the lawsuit that's being brought by the abortion agencies in the Texas case, is whether there's jurisdiction. I mean, the Texas case, as you said in your setup, the law has been designed in such a way that the people who can bring the lawsuits are private parties. That is, the government agencies don't enforce it. Government officials don't enforce this Texas law. And so, nevertheless, these abortion providers in Texas are trying to sue various state officials in order to, you know, get their objections in front of some court. But the problem is, it's a basic principle of constitutional law that federal courts don't have jurisdiction to decide questions unless there's a real plaintiff and a real defendant. And in these cases, it's not clear there's any defendant because nobody's actually tried to enforce the law yet. So the cases are interesting and they're important, but they are not about the right to abortion that was created in the Roe v. Wade case. And so listeners should be aware that even if you heard, you know, that Justices Kavanaugh or Barrett or whomever were skeptical about some of the procedural aspects of the Texas law, that skepticism had nothing to do with their views about the Dobbs case or about Roe versus Wade or about Casey. They're views that have to do with federal jurisdiction. And again, I'm sorry if that's too,
So bottom line, very, very simple. I mean, the enforcement mechanism, do you see it as constitutional or not?
So I'm going to do a really weird academic thing and say, I'm just not sure. It's creative. It's unusual. It's not unprecedented. There are other provisions of law around the country that allow for private enforcement. I'm not sure that it's a good idea, to be honest with you. I mean, I love it that a lot of babies have been saved in Texas, but whether we should want these kinds of mechanisms in place is a tricky question.
No, I'm with you on that. I share your pain. A lot of people are wondering about Amy Coney Barrett or Kavanaugh or others. But gosh, I think the big case to look at is Dobbs. We'll see what happens here. The expectation after the arguments is that this is probably going to come down to 6-3 decision in favor of allowing Women's Health to sue Texas. The six-person majority, from what I understand, is expected to include Justice Kavanaugh and Barrett. Why would they be voting to allow that kind of suit to go forward? And gosh, I said to one of my producers this morning, I said, I wouldn't want to be a Supreme Court justice because you want to save children's lives. You also have to respect the law here, too. And give me your take on the conundrum that they might be facing here.
And I got to say, it might even be 7-2 or 9-0 on letting the case go forward. Because remember, all they're being asked at this stage is whether the case can proceed. They're not even being asked whether they think the Texas law is permissible or not. And the law is in place. It's having effect, you know, as we speak. So even if it were 9-0 or what have you, that wouldn't mean that the justices were saying that the Texas law was unconstitutional. All it would mean is that the challenge can go forward. Sometimes, you know, I think for those of, I mean, this is such an important issue, and a lot of us and a lot of your listeners care about the pro-life issue so much, and some of the procedural and technical things can seem kind of frustrating because there's a delay and yet the urgency of the issue is so pressing on us. But I do think you're right that a number of the justices, or I think a majority of the justices, seemed, including Justice Thomas, whose record on the pro-life question is pretty clear, seemed concerned about this mechanism. But none of that, though, suggests anything about their views about what should happen in the Dobbs case, which is a square challenge to the actual creation of the abortion right that the court did in Roe versus Wade, and that it rejiggered in the Planned Parenthood case in 1992.
Yeah, well, we're praying for their wisdom on that case, and I know they're going to hear that in December. I don't think we'll hear their decision until June. What do you think in terms of how that
the
gets settled?
That I think it is actually December 1. I think you're right about that. Right. And it's the laziest Supreme Court commentary in the world, but we all do it to say that a decision is expected in late June. But that's probably right. I'm optimistic. I think the court's going to invalidate. Yeah. I think the court's going to reject Roe, but we'll see.
It's going to be great. That's awesome. Hey, Professor, thank you. And it's always good to talk to you. You and I will talk much more, I'm sure, in the days ahead. Keep up your good work, and I hope people will follow you on Twitter. It's at Rick Garnett, and that's G-A-R-N-E-T-T. Thanks for being here. We'll talk again soon, okay?
My pleasure. Take care.
Thank you. It's Professor Rick Garnett there. I got to take a short break, unfortunately. Time goes so quickly, but this is a really important break, and it's a really important message. We need your help. Relevant Radio is on the tip of the spear when it comes to really praying for an end to the culture of death. Not only do we do it throughout the day, but I know Father Rocky leads the rosary every evening at 7 p.m., particularly for this case, this Dobbs case that's coming up. And we will see Roe v. Wade fall. I mean, this novena has been underway. Your support keeps us on the air. Your support helps defend the most vulnerable amongst us, and we could use you today. There's a dollar-for-dollar match, and you can call in at 877-291-0123. I'll be right back.
Insight and analysis right here. It's the Drew Mariani Show. Relevant Radio.
How does your desk look these days? Could it use a little tidying up? A lot of tidying up? Hi, this is Father Rocky from the Family Rosary across America. And our thank you gift today at the $50 a month giving level is an elegant Holy Family of Nazareth table organizer. It's a perfect place to put important papers or mail. Are you able to support the mission of Relevant Radio at the $50 a month level? It's a tax-deductible donation, and we have matching funds this hour. They say a creative mind is rarely tidy. If that describes you or someone you know, then this is a perfect gift. It's yours for a donation of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or join the family at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Thank you, Father. Yeah, let's join the family here at Relevant Radio. Give online at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app with a tap, or by calling 877-291-0123. Father Rocky is the executive director of Relevant Radio. He said we have matching funds, so we have matching funds. There we go. So your gift will be doubled this hour. And Drew, I think we're going to hold out a real big cup this hour and go for 200 gifts. Drew Mariani audience this hour, I think, we can come through. We've got that big need of $2.7 million to take care of by the end of the week. And I think we're at like 19-20% of our goal. We should hit 40% if you're doing the math by the end of today. So we've got a lot of room to make up. Please help us out at 877-291-0123. We'll give online at the app or at relevantradio.com. And like Drew was saying a minute ago, boy, you don't have a better friend in the cause of life than Relevant Radio. Father Rocky had the novena going all October, praying the rosary for an end to abortion. We've got, I think he started the novena for the Supreme Court cases back in May. So we've got 200 and some days to go on that novena. But wow, keep the calls coming in, keep the gifts coming in. We really need your help. We need to be a voice for the cause of life in this country. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or on the app, Drew.
You know, today is such a big day, too, Neil. And you're so right. I'm looking at the call screen. There are plenty of lines open for you. So great time to get in. I would love if 200 faithful supporters of Relevant Radio would join us right now. I wasn't sure we were going to have a dollar-for-dollar match, and I found out today we did, which is great because we don't have them every day. Today we do, and when you have those matches, take advantage of them. That's thanks to some generous partners who say, hey, look, we believe in what you're doing. We're going to put up matching funds for whoever wants to take advantage of them. But, you know, if we don't take advantage of them, that's money that we lose. So let's do it. If you could do that, it would be wonderful. You know, I'm here to give you a look at life through the eyes of faith, to be honest and objective, to be truthful. To give you, you know, an unbiased, unpartisan view of that. Or maybe, I shouldn't say unbiased because I'm Catholic. And I look at things through the eyes of Jesus Christ and through the faith. And that's what you get when you support us. And if that is of value to you, please call right now. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Neil?
And 179 gifts to go this hour. Can you be one of those? Find people to step forward, join the family here at Relevant Radio. Help us out during this fall pledge drive. Join the family at 877-291-0123. Tap the Relevant Radio app or jump online to relevantradio.com.
Through the breaking of the bread, their eyes are opened. What I want to explain is going to lead us to the conclusion that once our eyes are open, the eyes of faith, to the real presence of Jesus in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, in the breaking of the Eucharistic bread, then we shouldn't need his physical presence. We shouldn't need the visible sign of his own resurrected body. If anything, our Lord knew that if he had remained, it might have become an impediment to faith maturing. Because faith really matures when we grasp the real presence of Jesus in the breaking of the bread.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
That's the voice of a great convert, Scott Hahn, on the power of the Mass. He did a series called Enkindle Your Love for the Eucharist. And I have a lot of respect for Professor Hahn, Dr. Hahn. That's the source and summit of our faith, isn't it? The Eucharist. Gosh, I'm so proud to be Catholic. I love my faith so much. I'm so glad to have men like him on my team. I'm so glad to have you on my team. I'm glad to be on your team, if you think about it. This really is the source and summit of our faith. I wrote this book on Divine Mercy last year, and I just felt the Spirit moving me in a powerful way when I did it. And I really believe, I'm working on a book now on the Eucharist, I really believe in the future. That is something that... that's something that gosh, there's going to be a revitalization of it. Life is going to change in the church. I see great things for the future of the Catholic Church. And when that happens, I see great things for the future of the country. This is the source and the summit of our faith. It's a gift so great that through all eternity, you will never be able to thank God and praise him enough for the gift of the Eucharist. And yet, how often do we not even go or appreciate him or receive him worthily? You know, when we're on this side of life, you know, when we are on the temporal side of eternity with limited vision, you're not able to comprehend or appreciate the greatness of the Eucharist. You're never going to be able to comprehend its ineffable beauty. You're never going to be able to comprehend the real fact that you are, when you go to Mass, reliving Jesus Christ's crucifixion. It's the unbloody sacrifice. That's what you're encountering there. It's the beauty of our faith, right? Look, if you're falling away from the faith, come home. Check out the Catholic Church. If you're not Catholic, you are missing out. And this is not to in any way besmirch or diminish your love for Jesus Christ. But this is the church he established. This is the gift that he left us for all eternity, for all time, I should say. He gave us the gift of the Eucharist. You know, they said if angels could envy, they would envy us for the very reason that we receive our Lord in the form of the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. If you hear what I'm saying, you know it's true. Explore the faith. Explore it. Yeah, I think if you pursue truth, God will lead you to it. He is the source of truth, right? Do it. Yeah, I think we go through life. This is my own personal take. You might agree or disagree with me on this. I think we so often are blind to the reality of the eternal. I mean, we think about our retirement, right? We live for, what, 10, 20 years, 30 years, if you're lucky, right? Maybe. You know, you live for that vacation you want to take that's coming up, or you live for whatever it is, right? I mean, we live for the short term, the temporal, the passing, the fleeting. You were created to live forever. Ever. You were created to live in a place of unbelievable, exquisite joy and love and happiness. If you could remove your spiritual blinders and see the great treasure that Jesus has left us here, life on earth would be different. We would be in a very different place. You wouldn't be focusing on that portfolio. Not that, you know, you need to be responsible. I get it. But it wouldn't be what you worship. It wouldn't be what you live for. You don't know the day or the hour God's going to call you home. You wouldn't be driven by material things. In fact, you would work more fervently, I believe, for building your treasure in heaven. I was at Mass today. I was thinking about this. All of this is fleeting and it's passing. I want to use every breath and every second that I have left for God. I want to build his kingdom. I want to let him know how much I love him. I want to draw other souls closer to him. If we all had that, churches would be filled, right? Love would abound. There wouldn't be this division in our culture. That's why the Eucharist is so central to this revitalization, not just of the church, but of the country and of the world. And Relevant Radio, I'll tell you what, in the days ahead, they're going to be front and center on that call. Relevant Radio is going to be championing this. They're going to be talking about this. They're going to be teaching and clearing up misconceptions. We're so lucky to have Relevant Radio in our life. We really are. We live in a unique time where, you know, I know a lot of people turn on the radio, they get it for free. You know, what a gift. Radio really isn't free. I mean, a lot of sacrifice has been put into this. A lot of people have made heroic sacrifices financially for this ministry to be able to continue. And I know you have too. I mean, every donation that comes in, whether it is large or whether it's small, it all goes to supporting this beautiful mission of bringing Jesus Christ to the world, to bringing truth to the culture, to transforming the world. That's the beauty of what Relevant is all about. And I invite you, I really do, I invite you right now to join us in this mission. I do. We've got a lot of content coming up. I want to talk about the efficacy of the Mass, especially for the dead. It is All Souls Day. But I want to ask you now if you could, if you have lost your respect for the Eucharist, or if you realize that God has given us such a great gift and that we need it revitalized, that we need people on fire for the faith, that we need to show respect for Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, then call 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or go online, make a pledge for that. You know, I once heard a story of a Protestant man. He was talking with a Catholic on the issue of the Eucharist, and he came up, the man who's Catholic says, oh, no, we as Catholics, we believe in the true presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Yeah, we believe he's there, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And the Protestant man looked at him with disbelief, and he said, really? You that's not true. You Catholics don't believe that. And the guy looked at him and says, why do you say that? He says, because if I were Catholic and I believe that Jesus was truly present in the Eucharist, he said, I would be on my knees. I'd be before him every day. I would never want to leave him. Now, isn't that a telling commentary? How true. How wise. Do you truly believe what you practice? Do you truly believe what you preach? Do you truly recognize the great gift of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist? You know, I hope you do. I'm here to help others believe that. I believe it. I would take a bullet for the faith. Will you help? Will you make a sacrifice so that others may come to know the beauty of our faith and the source and summit of it, the Eucharist? Call right now. Join me, okay? Dollar for dollar match today. Get on board. Let's say yes to the Lord. Let's thank him for this gift. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or use your mobile app. Believe me, you will be blessed for making that call.
Yeah, as Drew said, we have a dollar-for-dollar match. We are looking for 200 folks to step out this hour in faith and give to Relevant Radio in any amount. Can be $5, $50, $500, $5,000. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Yes, it is a partnership challenge hour. Your dollars will go twice as far if you give this hour to Relevant Radio. Again, at the app at relevantradio.com We're at 877-291-0123. Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani for a couple of minutes here, asking for your help in this Join the Family pledge drive. And join the family isn't just a phrase. If you listen, maybe you're a brand new listener, just listen for a while. You will hear that family feeling coming out of the radio over time as you listen. So many times during the Chaplet of Divine Mercy with Drew in the afternoon, there'll be a really moving phone call. And, you know, a few hours later when Father Rocky is praying with the Family Rosary Across America, somebody will call in and say, hey, I heard Mary call in to Drew on the chaplet today. She was really going through a tough time. We really need to pray for her. It's so special to have you as part of our family. And we do, we laugh together. We pray for each other. We laugh together and we cry together, the whole nine yards. Give us a call right now. Support this very unique radio. Join the family at 877-291-0123 on the app or at relevantradio.com.
Let me just say how grateful I am, too, for the unique privilege of just being able to be here with you, to share my faith with you and to walk the journey with you, because we're in this together. I mean, as I said, life is short. You and I are called to support the work of the church, to bring Jesus Christ to others. That's a great commission. You and I have the same challenge, the same mission. None of us is immune from it. We're all called to introduce Christ to others. How can you do that? Today, the perfect way to do that is by calling 877-291-0123 and making that pledge. You can do it on your mobile app. You can do the phone. In fact, if you use the app or the website, there's a special MP3 that we'll send to you as well. But for, you know, whichever way you want to do it because you love God, you love the faith, and you know that our country and the world, especially today, needs an organization, an apostolate like Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123. Neil, we're getting close to that 200 mark. I hope people will join us.
Absolutely. Ticking them down one at a time. RelevantRadio.com on the app or at 877-291-0123. Take advantage of the matching funds we have right now. Join the family here at Relevant Radio.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Well, thanks for joining me. Thank you for your support, too. I love to see those phone lines light up. It says you value what we do here and that you're on our team. And we're on your team. Grateful to be here. Before we go any further, every hour we stop, we pray the Memorare. We invoke the powerful intercession of the Mother of God. And I've always had such a close relationship with her. And I think if you draw close to Our Lady, she will speed you down the path to holiness. She'll put you right in the arms of her Son. If you want to grow in sanctity and holiness, Our Lady will help you do that. Let's turn to her. We've entrusted this mission to her, and we're under her great protection. And I'm going to pray for your needs right now as well as that of Relevant Radio. So let's pray that beautiful prayer, the Memorare. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for praying with me. You know, if you're just joining me, I was just talking a little bit just about the Eucharist. You know, I see a revitalization of the Eucharist coming. And it's, as I was sharing it, this is the source and summit of our faith. You know, in the early days of the church, those who worshiped in the catacombs, and this was a tough time to be a Christian, right? You're an enemy of the state, if you think about it. A terrible time. So where would they go? They did go, and if you ever have an opportunity to go to Rome or some other places where there are catacombs, it's an awesome experience. And that early church was something else, you know. The faithful would go to the catacombs, and they referred to the Eucharist as the great secret. I always love that. They called it the great secret. You know why? Because they understood the reality of what the Eucharist was all about. And then throughout the centuries, it was the Eucharist that the faithful would undergo, you know, unbelievable persecution for, torture, death, right? Think about how Christians were put to death, what Nero did to them, right? You know, what what was done to them across the ages. They were boiled in oil and skinned alive. They were crucified and roasted on spits and disemboweled. They were martyred for the Eucharist. They believed in this. And so precious was the Mass that saints would have eliminated everything from their life for this. Where are you with your walk with the Lord? Where are you with your belief in the true presence? You know, one of the great things the church has given us is the ability to pray for those who've gone before us. And today is All Souls Day. So today we pray for those who have died, your friends, your family members, coworkers, neighbors, even your enemies we should be praying for, right? There's nothing more powerful for those who've gone before us than this great secret we have, right? The Eucharist. The Eucharist. And if you can, I would strongly encourage you to go and go to a priest, go to your parish. The priest have a Mass offered for the soul of somebody that has passed away, somebody in your life, all right? You know, Catechism is really clear. It says from the very beginning, the church has honored the memory of the dead and has offered prayers and suffrage for them. But above all, it says the Eucharistic sacrifice, it has purified that they may obtain the beatific vision of God. It's out of the Catechism. So it's the highest form of worship, the Mass, right? And you're going to do more for your loved ones by offering a Mass than anything else. And I've invited today Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary, to discuss this point, because I think a few Catholics take advantage of this. Few Catholics understand the efficacy, the power, the merit of a single Mass for a soul. And today you and I can do so much for our loved ones. You can do so much in the days ahead for those who are in purgatory. And Monsignor, it's great to have you with me. Good afternoon.
Always good to be with you. Blessed All Souls Day today,
yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's so good to have you here with us today. I heard your ad running before you came on here for the University of Mary, and I'm grateful for what you do there. Monsignor, let's talk about the efficacy of the Mass. You know, before, yes, as I was coming deeper into my faith, and I was always Catholic, I'm not a revert, I'm not a convert, I always had a love for God, but it grew deeper as I matured. And I'd go and I'd have Masses offered for the souls in purgatory all the time, you know. And it's a practice I've fallen a little bit out of. I do it from time to time, but not with the same frequency. Let's talk about this, because I'd love everyone to do this, to have a Mass offered for those who've gone before us. Why is the Mass so powerful? Why should it be done for the dead?
Yeah, this isn't just a pious custom. This is a tremendously important thing, which, as you hint at this, Drew, that it's much neglected in our own time. I remember when I was growing up, it was always announced at the Masses at my home parish who the Mass was being said for, and people kind of tripped all over themselves to make sure that their loved ones, recently deceased or sometimes deceased a long time ago, would be remembered at the altar. Would be remembered in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, because the Mass unleashes all of the grace, all of the mercy, all of the power of Jesus's sacrifice on Calvary, the spilling of his precious blood for the salvation of the world. It unleashes all of that into time and touches the mortal souls that we have. And so when we think about the purification that souls undergo after their death, when we think about the very consoling, people think of it as not consoling, as scary or something, but it's this tremendously consoling teaching of purgatory. That there's an opportunity, that there's a process by which we're purified and made ready for heaven. Those souls who die in the state of grace, who are in need of additional purification, it's very beautiful, but they need our help. They need our prayers, and this is why we remember the poor souls in purgatory. You know, we have in our faith as an essential part of living the Christian Catholic life, the works of mercy, the corporal works of mercy, of course, and the spiritual works of mercy. And the sweetest of the spiritual works of mercy is for us to pray for the dead. I think today, Drew, about my grandmother. Her birthday actually was All Souls Day, and she died at the age of 91 a handful of years ago. Today, this very day, would have been her 100th birthday. And so I came together with a bunch of our students, as we always do. We gather for a noon Mass on this campus on a Tuesday, and I offered that Mass, and I remembered her with particular sweetness, with particular affection, and then gathered the memory of her on her 100th birthday with all of the poor souls, all of the people who I've known in my life who have touched me or affected me in some way, with whom I've had a relationship, whom I miss. And then added to that, of course, all of those who have no one else to pray for them. And this is a great opportunity for us here on All Souls Day for us to call to mind not only our own beloved dead today and then all through the month of November when we remember through rosaries, through prayers, and especially, as you say, through the powerful holy sacrifice of the Mass, to remember all of those who don't have anybody to pray for them. Because now we have this misunderstanding that people sort of automatically just zap, go to heaven, and don't understand the way that mercy pulses through the human experience, purifies us of sin, and readies us for the eternal presence of God. And so there's nothing, as you say, Drew, more powerful in terms of prayer for the dead, in terms of that sweetest of the spiritual works of mercy, than to have masses offered for our loved ones. And it is a practice which, as sort of the presence and belief in the last things has waned in our faith, it is something which is falling more and more out of practice. We're trying to revive it, quite frankly, here at the University of Mary. We are constantly offering students the opportunity to offer masses for the living and for the dead, and encouraging them to do that so that when they graduate and go back out into their parishes, it's a practice which is deeply ingrained in them, in which they'll know is a part of their devotion and their duty and obligation as a Catholic.
I love it. Father, I only have a moment left. I think it was Benedict XV that said it's better to have a Mass said for someone while they're still alive than after they're dead. Is that something we should be doing as well?
Oh, yeah, especially for the ill, for the sick, to have Masses offered for those who are suffering and who are sick. That's really important as well. And then just as a gift for friends and family, it's a beautiful thing to remember them in that way. I'm saying Masses for people all the time, and oftentimes it's at the request of other people. And it's a great gift that you can give to somebody to have a Mass said for them and their intentions.
I'll take a cheap shot here, Monsignor. So, remember me in your Masses then, too, okay?
I sure will, Drew, of course, and all our listeners. This is a family, Relevant Radio, which is why I'm so happy to support it.
Thank you for what you do. We're grateful for the University of Mary and all that you do there to form the faith. You're supportive, Relevant. You're a big part of that, and we're grateful to have you here today. I look forward to when we have more time and we can really spend some time talking. But, Monsignor, thank you. I'll remember you in my prayers as well, and I'm grateful for your Mass. I know everyone else is as well.
God bless you. God bless you, Drew.
It's Monsignor James Shea. It's about 17 minutes before the top of the hour. I have to take a short pause. Stay with me. You want to see where your support goes? You want to see the impact of your generosity? We have what they call miracle moments where lives are being changed. You can get on board right now. I could use your support at 877-291-0123. Help support Relevant Radio in this very important mission.
Tell one friend about the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and invite them into the loving arms of Jesus. The Chaplet of Divine Mercy begins soon on Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let me toss this out to you, too. This person says, hey, Drew, I just wanted to say thanks be to God. We just got word from my uncle's doctor. It's official. He is cancer-free. I called in a few months ago to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and I asked for prayers for my uncle because I know the power of this prayer. I know the power of God's mercy, and I just want to let everyone who prayed for him to know that it has proven itself again. God be with you. Bless your ministry and Relevant Radio. Peace and joy, Robin.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
All right. Love those miracle moments that we get here at Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123 online on the app or at relevantradio.com. Why don't you step forward right now, make a gift to Relevant Radio, and help create yet another miracle moment. We hear about them every single day here at Relevant Radio. People that have gone back to confession for the first time in 20 years, or maybe they've gone back to Mass after 40 years. We just hear incredible stories every single day here at Relevant Radio, and you make those miracle moments happen with your gift to Relevant Radio. We have a partnership challenge this hour, and we really need to hear from you. If you have a small gift, we need to hear from you. If you can give a medium-sized gift, a large gift, we need them all. Join the family right now, a 100% dollar-for-dollar match. It's a partnership challenge hour, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com. or on the Relevant Radio app. I want to say we're down to needing like 73, 74 more people to step forward the next 13, 14 minutes to get a hold of us here at Relevant Radio so we can hit that 200 gift level before the end of the hour. Let's hear from you. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123.
Hey, can you help? Could you do that, please? I mean, 73 more people would get us to that number. And I'll tell you what, every pledge makes a difference. And maybe, I'll make a suggestion to you. I'll make just a small one. Maybe make the gift as a donation, not just to Relevant, but as a gift to God, a gift of alms for that loved one that has gone before you. Do it in honor of somebody that has died that you have not prayed enough for, that you have not had masses said for. And leave their name with us. And we will pray for them every day here during our chaplet, during the rosary, and during our masses. We have a 9-day novena come up. Make that pledge. Do it. And I guarantee you that soul will be blessed. Relevant's going to be blessed, and you'll be blessed. We need your help. We're nonprofit. We're listener-supported. And we rely on generous donors like you. So I'm grateful just to make the ask, and I'm grateful for your yes. I know so often you've been so generous. So here's the number. It's 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. You can do it online at relevantradio.com or your mobile app. They're all really easy. If you do it online, you'll get a free MP3 download done by Father Simon as well. Neil, it looks like the phones are ringing. That's great news.
They are coming in, Drew. About 65 more people to step forward this hour. Can you be one of 65 in the remaining minutes of this hour? Take advantage of the 100% dollar-for-dollar match. Join the family here at Relevant Radio. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123.
Feel like you're trying to make sense of everything happening in the world? We'll connect you to some clarity. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
I always love that bumper. That's such a great bumper. Hey, good to be with you. Thank you. We're going to pray in 12 minutes. We're going to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. And I hope you'll join me. I always look forward to it. There's a power when we come together. There's a power, an anointing, if you will, that's been given to this prayer. And I'm so grateful to be able to lead it every day. I think about that. You know, it's so strange how God has just put me in this position. And I'm humbled he could have chosen anyone. I'm grateful to be here with you and to intercede on your behalf. You know, St. Faustina, and so often we talk about the chaplet and some of the basics of Divine Mercy. There's other aspects to Divine Mercy that I don't always get a chance to talk about. And one of the things I have shared with you, I'll share this with you, and also share with you the place that God showed St. Faustina she would suffer in purgatory. But before I do that, she had this vision, right? She was given, her angel would come. She had these encounters with the angelic. She had visions of saints. She had visions of the Blessed Mother, of St. Joseph, of Jesus. I mean, she was an extraordinary mystic and saint, if you will. And one day, her angel appeared to her and ordered her to follow him, and he took her to this misty place, and you know, it's interesting, they say it's misty purgatory. A lot of people have had these near-death experiences, these visionaries, these seers who've seen the afterlife, they all describe it the same way. It's kind of gray, kind of misty purgatory, but it's also full of fire. The closer you get to the lower recesses of purgatory, if you will, the greater the torment. And Faustina saw this great crowd of suffering souls, and they were all praying so fervently. But to no avail, she says. You know, they can't pray for themselves. Only you can come to their aid, she said. And these flames, which were burning them, it didn't touch her, she says. The guardian angel didn't leave her for an instant. He was with her constantly. She felt his protection and his presence. And she asked the souls, she says to the souls, what is your greatest torment? What is your greatest torment? What's your greatest suffering? And they all answered her in one voice. They said, the greatest torment is their longing for God. What a torture that must be. She then saw Our Lady visiting the souls in purgatory. And the souls, when the Blessed Mother comes, they call her the Star of the Sea, and she brings them refreshment. And she wanted to talk to the souls more. I mean, Faustina was there, but her guardian angel beckoned her to leave, so they went out of what Faustina called a prison of suffering. That's what purgatory is. And she heard a voice. It was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, he says, my mercy does not want this, but my justice demands it. And that's something we often overlook. God is a God of mercy. Yes, he's also a God of justice, and there is consequence for sin. Faustina said from that moment forward, she was closer to suffering souls than she'd ever been. You can help the souls. Have masses said. Offer your rosary. Let's pray the chaplet for them today. Support Relevant Radio with a gift of alms. That helps us continue this mission of helping the souls and helping others. You can go online to relevantradio.com and do that, or use your mobile app or call. But just you know, pray for the souls. I do it all the time, and I'm telling you, if you can have a mass offered, that's great. I'll share one final story with you here, and then, of course, we'll pray the chaplet coming up. You know, Faustina was summoned. She had these incredible experiences, sometimes taken before the throne of God. She was summoned, she said, before the judgment seat of God. And she stood there alone. She was there alone before the Lord, and Jesus appeared as we know him in the Passion, she said. You know, he was beaten and bloodied and brutalized. And after a moment, she said, his wounds, they disappeared, except for five, those in his hands, his feet, and his side. And then suddenly she saw the complete condition of her soul as God sees it. This is what you're going to experience. This is what I'm going to experience. And Lord, please have mercy on me. I'm praying already for that, right? Imagine seeing yourself through the eyes of God. She said, I didn't know that even the smallest of my transgressions would be accounted for. She goes, what a moment. Who can describe it to stand before the thrice holy God? And Jesus asked her, he says, who are you? And Faustina says, I'm your servant, Lord. And the Lord said, you are guilty of one day of fire in purgatory. Can you imagine this? Here's St. Faustina. My gosh, if she's got a day in purgatory, think about ourselves. Think about you. Think about me, right? I wanted to throw myself immediately, she said, into the flames of purgatory, but Jesus stopped me. He says, Faustina, which one do you prefer? Suffer now for one day in purgatory or for a And she replied, she says, I want to suffer in purgatory. I want to suffer also the greatest pains on earth, even if I were suffering till the end of the world. And Jesus said, one of the two is enough. And he says, you'll go back to earth, and there you will suffer much, but not for long. You will accomplish my will and my desires, and a faithful servant of mine will help you to do this. Now rest your head on my bosom, on my heart, and draw from its strength and the power for these sufferings, because you will find neither relief nor help nor comfort anywhere else. Know that you will have much, but much to suffer. But don't let this frighten you, for I am with you. St. Faustina glimpsed the recesses of purgatory. She was taken there. She saw the suffering souls. She offered her own suffering for those souls. Let's do that now. Let's sacrifice for these souls on this great day. Our loved ones have gone before us. Let's do it with our prayers, with our chaplet. Let's do it with our financial gift.
Absolutely, Drew. We need 43 more people to step forward before the end of the hour, before the chaplet of Divine Mercy here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Hi, it's Neil Robbins asking you to join us on this All Souls Day. Join the family here at Relevant Radio at 877-291-0123 on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com. We have a dollar-for-dollar match, at least for the next couple of minutes. Don't know if we'll have that next hour. So make sure you jump on the phone right now or at relevantradio.com or the app and give whatever you can. Here's a great comment from Paula in Maine. She says, I'm very passionate about Relevant Radio. She says, thank you for telling the truth about the Catholic faith. And she goes on to say, you give me hope to be living in this day and age. And I think we know what you're talking about, Paula. Yeah, Relevant Radio really is it's a unique voice on the radio defending life, defending marriage, defending freedom, and defending the Catholic faith. Get online right now and help us out during our pledge drive, or join the family pledge drive, a dollar-for-dollar match. We are down to only needing 33 more people to step forward, wow. Drew. 877-291-0123 on the app or give online at relevantradio.com.
All right, 33 generous donors. Whatever you can do, large or small, will make a difference. That's one for every year of our Lord's life. What a perfect way to wrap up this hour. Why don't you do that? Honor one of the great years of our Lord's life right now at 877-291-0123. You know, when you give, you know, we're about to ask the Lord right now for his mercy, right? We're going to pray for those problems that beseech us, you know, the crosses that are in our life. And we're always asking God for things. How often do we give back? And do we truly give back? Do we give back from what he has given us? I don't know whether you tithe or not. I don't know whether how generous you are with your money. I don't know if you give of your time. This is a great opportunity to say, you know what, Lord, I'm not giving as much as I should. This is the moment I want to give back to you. Come on, I need you right now. We need 33 heroic people to say, all right, before the chapel begins, I'm going to make a sacrifice. I'm going to give a gift of mercy and alms. I'm going to do it for the souls. I'm going to do it in thanksgiving for God's great mercy. 877-291-0123. You can still get in. We have about 2-3 minutes left. So come on, I need you right now. 877-291-0123. Somebody will take your call. Or if you go online to relevantradio.com or if you use the mobile app, you can donate there, and it's super simple and it is super easy to give that way. Father Simon put together a special presentation for anyone who would do this online, and it's on St. Nicholas. And it's an MP3, so when you give online, it automatically gets emailed to you. You get this link, you click on it, boom, you can listen to it, you can share it, you can share it with others. And let me just say this, thank you also for your support. I see the phones lighting up, I see so many faithful people saying, Drew, I'm with you. We love Relevant Radio, we love the chapel, we love our Lord. I'm going to make a sacrifice, I'm going to give back to God today. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to be blessed for doing that. Thank you. Thank you for doing it. 877-291-0123. Or online at relevantradio.com or use that mobile app. Neil?
Drew, I think we're going to blow past 200. 15 to go. 15 more people to step forward,
wow,
right now.
Take
advantage of our
dollar-for-dollar
match. 100% dollar-for-dollar match. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Or join the family online at relevantradio.com. Or on the Relevant Radio app. 12 more to go in this final minute and a half before the 3 o'clock hour, before we pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy on this All Souls Day. Whatever dollar amount you can come in at, we will sure appreciate it. Some folks are giving $5 and $10, $50, $500. Doesn't matter how much you can give. Whatever you can do, if everybody does something, as Father Rocky likes to say, if everybody does something, we are going to hit that need of 2.7 million by the end of the week. But we have a long way to go. So we need to hear from you right now. Take advantage of a dollar for dollar match. Join the family at 877-291-0123 on the app at relevantradio.com or on the app or at relevantradio.com. Drew, down to 11 more.
Wow, Neil, what an hour. Thank you for your generosity. You take our breath away. It's not too late to get in. We're going to pray coming up here in a minute. So make your call right now or go online or use the app. Great ways to give. Every pledge makes a difference. And I'm telling you, we need you. We really do. Please, 877-291-0123. Thank you. Leave us your prayer intentions, too, because we're going to pray for them right now.